European leaders are considering new ways to support Ukraine in case of a future truce with Russia, and the new plans mean doing it all without relying on the United States. At a summit in Paris, France and the UK proposed a reassurance force made up of European troops and military assets that could be deployed if the fighting between Russia and Ukraine stops. The idea is to deter Russia from future aggression and give Ukraine long-term security guarantees. French President Emmanuel Macron says several countries are on board with the plan, even though not all agree. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer backed the proposal and said now is the time to step up military and economic pressure on Russia. France is also pledging another $2.2 billion in aid to Ukraine, including fighter jets and air defense systems. A joint French-British team will also visit Ukraine to assess what its future military should look like. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the support, but said he wants more clarity, especially from the U.S., which did not attend the summit. Zelensky also criticized Washington's shifting terms on aid and trade tied to mineral exports. Some European leaders, including Italy and the Czech Republic, said the proposal is premature without clearer U.S. backing. Others fear sending troops without international guarantees could drag Europe deeper into conflict. Right on Cue, Russia is strongly rejecting the plan, warning it could spark a direct clash with NATO. Despite the pushback, Macron said Europe must be ready to act on its own if needed.